From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
I feel sorry for poor Carlos and Fernando. It's not that they're gay. It's not that they've settled into a bit of a rut in their 6 years together, inseparable by all accounts. It's not even that their persistent longing to start a family recently led them to adopt a disadvantaged newborn. No, it's just that Carlos and Fernando are, well, flamingos. Pink flamingos. Their quiet domestic life was recently thrust into the public spotlight when keepers at a wildlife reserve in England announced that the happy duo was busily rearing a newly hatched chick whose mother had abandoned her nest. The keepers had given the unwanted egg to the anxious couple, quite confident of their top-flight parenting skills. You see, Carlos and Fernando had been so desperate to become parents that they'd taken to chasing neighboring heterosexual birds from their nests, hatching their eggs, and rearing the foster chicks as their own. And at last report, the family-oriented couple was completely devoted to their new downy bundle of joy. But I can only imagine the indignities this brave bird twosome will have to endure in the coming years. Nasty stares from envious neighbors outmaneuvered by the pretty and pink pair. Offensive calls from adolescent peacocks threatened by the partner's out and proud display. And then, of course, the inevitable. The Fred Phelps of flamingos flying in from Kansas with his foul-mouthed flock, bandying about the F-word and warning the loving parents to repent. Yes, these devoted family men may even have to bear the misguided efforts of narrow-minded zookeepers, intent on taking the impressionable young chick from the only nest it's ever known and placing it with heterosexual parents. Lions, tigers, wolves, it won't matter as long as they're straight. Still, I hold out hope for Carlos and Fernando and their scrappy little chick. Their determination to make a family against the odds has already given them a leg up. With a perspective, I'm Clyde Wadsworth.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.